Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
You don't need friends doing things that are wrong. There are lots of kids like you who are cool and strong. It might be kind of tough, but you can move along. So beat it tough, and you'll say it ain't bad.
Hey, what's Pac-Man, everybody? Welcome to the Cynical Cartoons Podcast, where today I watch Flintstones Kids with my friend Christian K. Christian uses he, him pronouns, and I actually recorded this episode with him in person when he came out to visit me last summer. So all the way back in June. So if I sound a little bit different in this episode, that's why. You know, the voice training is finally paying off. Maybe? I really don't know. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at StopTweetingMia, and Christian is at ChristianTheK. Thank you for listening to Cynical Cartoons for another week. And as always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm here if you need to talk.
And you say it ain't bad, don't need it.
Say no.
Don't need it.
Say no.
Just say no to drugs to beat it.
Hey, Christian.
Yeah?
Did you watch Flintstones Kids when you were a kid? When you were a little Flintstones kid?
I did not watch Flintstones Kid when I was a kid.
Okay.
Did you watch Flintstones Kids when you were a kid?
Hell no. This shit's whack. I mean, I might have seen it in passing on Boomerang or something like that at some point. Who's to say? I saw a lot of shit on Boomerang.
I recognize those little American chibi designs of Fred, Wilma, and the other two.
Barney. Yeah. Fido. Fido. Oh, everybody's favorite
Fido.
Flintstones character, Fido.
Listen, I was mad. I saw it in the intro. Mr. Slate was in the intro.
Yeah.
Where was Mr. Slate?
Mr. Slate wasn't in this episode.
He was not.
I didn't miss his presence. I don't need Mr. Slate, honestly.
I need that Mr. Slate energy.
So, we watched an anti-drug PSA.
Wait, did we just roll
in?
Did you just
start? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we started. We in this bitch.
I thought you were just riffing. Okay.
It didn't. The fact that I started yelling into the microphone didn't.
I thought you were just going. I thought you were testing levels still. I thought you were testing levels. Okay, fuck.
No, we doing it. It's an anti-drug PSA disguised as children's entertainment, which was a very common thing. We've done 3 or 4 episodes about that by this point.
I think I wasn't on the drug episode, was I?
You were on, you were on the Gem and the Holograms one.
Yes, I was not on the other one, though, the one I'd seen before.
Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
I was not there for All-Stars, but I was there for Gem and the Holograms.
Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue is awesome because you get, like, it's like all of these cartoon characters telling you not to do drugs. It's like a Ninja Turtle, you know, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Mickey Mouse is there. Alf, I think the Hamburger Helper Glove makes an appearance.
Bugs
E.T.
Bunny?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny pretends to be a cop.
Yeah.
It's great.
And Jim and the Holograms, you know, we got some great quotable lines. And she was dealing with some shit, right? Like,
yeah, I think that's the thing is that generally these cartoons don't really seem to understand what marijuana does to you, especially on your first or second or third time using it. This one seems to sort of get it. Like Stoney, the villain in this episode, he's trying to get Wilma, baby 3-year-old Wilma, to do drugs. His whole thing is like he smokes weed. He becomes generally aimless and clumsy.
A buffoon, if you will.
Which, fair.
I mean, this felt more like, going back to the gym episode, it was more, that girl was depressed, right? Her parents had died in a car crash, I think.
Yeah.
So like,
Wilma just wanted to be cool.
This is just kids being, this is white people drugs. This is like, we're just doing this to escape. Like, we don't have problems.
The stakes in this episode were a lot lower than they usually are with a drug PSA. Mm-hmm. Wilma goes and makes more friends while the Flintstones kids are all on vacation otherwise. Her friends want her to do marijuana with them. And
her new friends, not her old friends.
Yeah, her new friends. No, Fred and the gang are trying to get her to toke
Fred
up.
Fred doesn't come back from Holly Rock with a doobie in his mouth.
She and the Flintstones gang start an anti-drug campaign. And that's pretty much it. They run a race. They're all trying to get tickets to the Michael Jackstone concert.
What I appreciate about this episode, Mia, is that usually in a story like this, the parents intervening doesn't come until the third act.
Right.
This happens like...
immediately. She goes to her parents first thing.
Which is like, good, I guess, for the message, that's good. It's like, this is about applying the steps you've learned in your other drug PSAs. You tell an adult, and then you just say no. They apply these things before they start the club.
See, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I watch these anti-drug PSA cartoons, they're whack. They're wild. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks talking about marijuana. And that's always funny no matter who you are. But here, it's like, I don't see anything really wrong or harmful about the message here. Basically, they're saying 6-year-olds should not be smoking weed. Yes, I agree with you. 6-year-olds should not be smoking weed. The other ones are like, if you're 16 and you smoke a joint, you're going to fucking die, dude. And I'm like, no, this I agree with. Wilma, as a 6-year-old,
should probably tell her parents. And you know what? They include that part where she like immediately does it and covers her face. And I'm like, okay, mood. I get that.
Right. She's afraid her parents are going to fucking beat her.
And they're like, yeah, good thing you told us.
They set a precedent. Her parents are horribly abusive.
I feel like he pays people to be abusive. The dad, I got a rich vibe off of the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Wilma has pearls the whole series. Like, she's well off.
Oh, and then she ends up with Fred,
mm-hmm.
this like deadbeat piece of shit. And she's like, ah, you piece of shit, Fred. I can't believe I ended up with you. Our kid's gonna end up marrying Bam Bam next door.
Wilma!
How old are the Flintstones kids supposed to be?
My top was 8. That's okay. The highest
because
I would
guess. They're written kind of like teenagers,
well,
but they sound like 4-year-olds.
Fred was at least written as a teenager.
It's just ambiguous. They're drawn so strangely that it's impossible to tell how old they're supposed to be.
You know what they kind of look like? Cartoon minions.
Yeah, they're little. I mean, I'm just kind of concerned that like they have Dino
mm-hmm.
when Fred is 6 years old, and he's like 45 in the main series.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker lives a long time.
Well, he's a dinosaur.
Do dinosaurs live a long time?
I don't know. I never met one.
Neither did I. Shit. It's only just occurring to me that I really don't know nothing about dinosaurs.
You weren't a dinosaur kid?
No, I liked Jurassic Park, but that was about it. That's I didn't really it. Ever
My brother was a dinosaur kid. He loved... you know what? I bet if I called him, he would know.
So basically, everybody else is out of town for the summer. You got Fredo. Was that his name? Fido. You got Fido.
Yeah, Fido.
You got Fred. You got Betty. You got Barney. You got Dino. They all go out of town and leave Wilma back in the town. She sort of just makes new friends. And they come back and they're like, holy shit, Wilma got cool. And she's like, yeah, I go by Scooter now. I'm fucking cool, dude.
I got my hair slightly frizzled and I got like a cheetah print dress on.
Mm-hmm. And she's like best friends with like, what's her name?
Debbie. I think.
They're very gay together. They're just getting ready to run off together and leave this whole town in the dust, honestly.
I was going to say, a very Life is Strange mood.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then there's the kid with the spiky hair and the kid who says, oh, yup.
These are all in the bad kid gang.
In the cool kid.
Yeah, it's not really
gang.
The bad kids. They're just kind of cool.
I mean, because the spiky hair kid consistently throughout the episode is like, hey, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. And then Scooter's face would just like slowly dolly in.
That kid is just waiting to join the anti-drug gang.
Oh, he's just chomping at the bit.
I mean, that's the thing about these anti-drug PSAs is that it's never like the Flintstones kids decide not to do drugs and that's the end of it. It's like the Flintstones kids decide not to do drugs and go beat the shit out of all those kids smoking weed and beat them with a shovel and throw them off a cliff. It's like you can never like stop it like they just don't want to do drugs and they don't do it. They always have to be militantly anti-drug propaganda.
They have a whole song about it.
Yeah. By Michael Jackstone.
No, before that too. Remember when they're making the banners and the flyers?
Right.
They like banners are going to hang over the city and say, just say no. you don't know what to say no to, but you can assume.
So basically, Wilma's hanging out with the cool kids. Stoney rolls up. Stoney hasn't been around in a while, but Stoney's gotten into marijuana.
Oh, I think we both paused when Stoney rolled on the scene and we found out his name was Stoney.
Yeah. Is that on the nose? Is that too much? And the other writers are like, no, no, I think we really need to drive the message.
Yeah, it's 1991. What's going to go wrong?
We should call Wilma Narky.
Was this 91? Was this?
Yeah, this is 1991.
Hey, good pull. And it's just like a straight up joint too. It's not
Yeah, he's just got a bunch of them in his pocket. He's like, marijuana. And they're like, I don't know about this one, Stoney. And I mean, they're the ones hanging out with the kid named Stoney. That's on them, honestly.
I mean, you think when his parents named him, they were like, I see a pile of stones over there. Our kid can be Stoney.
I mean, it does make sense with the whole rock stone naming structure of the Flintstones in general.
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem.
There's too many kids named Stoney.
Too many kids named Stoney. problem that I'm seeing is in the Flintstone universe, you know, I'm not very well versed in I wouldn't call myself a stonehead for the Flintstone, but even in the very first opening scene, we see that the boombox is just filled with animals singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where was our animal comparison to marijuana? Where was our lizard inside the marijuana cigarettes
that
pulled out a lighter and like lit
right.
it for
how
you?
How did he light it? I guess that he just uses flint and he just like...
I mean, where's our lizard who licks it like clothes for you when you're making the cigarette? You know those machine that you put the paper down and the tobacco and you press it and makes a cigarette for you? Why didn't we have that but a chameleon?
I mean, question about this Flintstones universe. We see for the most part that the dinosaurs appear to be pets, mm-hmm. like Dino.
Yep.
Sometimes they're servants. Sometimes they're in a band with Michael Jackson.
True, yes.
And they seem to be of human equivalent intelligence.
It's the goofy Pluto question.
It is the goofy Pluto question. So like, are they just like second class citizens and they have the intellectual capacity to be able to hang with the humans, but they're not allowed?
Do you think some of them like it?
They just like being a remote control for the TV? Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wait. I have the answer.
Okay.
There's a good joke in the original Flintstones series where they shrug and say, it's a living.
Yeah.
They're getting paid.
They are getting paid.
They have to
okay.
get, if that's the case, they're getting... They
so there,
get,
there's like a slum somewhere just full of dinosaurs. And then sometimes they like take a bus into like the rich humans area. I mean, honestly, why is there not a dinosaur, like a sentient dinosaur in the Flintstones gang? I'm sensing some prejudice.
I think there is a class division. Racism doesn't exist yet, but yeah, speciesism.
Well, so the problem with Fido, I think, is that they wanted to make the show diverse,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Yep.
They have an Asian character. They have a black kid. They don't have those characters in the original series. So it's like, did they die? Question mark. Where are all the non-white people? I'm going to guess Fido went off to a great college, moved to the city. Everybody else stayed here because they're dumb fucking townies.
Well, yeah. It's like Flintstone is a one quarry town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has a drive-in.
Yeah, Fido's meant for bigger things.
Fido's meant for bigger things. And we have no idea what happened to Dottie Debbie, whatever her name was.
Ran off with Wilma.
Well, no, because Wilma's... Oh, do you think
she came back.
I was just saying, do you think they had like some wild 20s together?
Mm-hmm.
And then like Wilma was like, I have to go. We can't be together.
A lot of marijuana. They were hanging out with Stoney after he got out of jail. Oh, fucking Stoney, dude. I cannot believe that's what they named him. But also, I can believe it. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. What do you think happened to Stoney after the end? Should we just keep going chronologically through this episode, or should I bring this up now?
Well, yeah, we can talk about the fact that at the end of the episode, Stoney gets fucking arrested for possession.
Not a joke.
Arrested by a cop, like a caveman cop in a cop uniform.
For breaking the caveman laws.
Yeah.
For marijuana.
Which didn't obviously exist at the time. And if it was around, it was in the U.S. because that's where weed came from.
Mm-hmm.
Are we to assume that the Flintstones kids takes place on American soil? They all have American accents.
Yes, American accents.
I mean, Fred is definitely New York, right?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stoney gets busted. So what do you think happens to Stoney after he goes to jail? I mean,
when he gets out? I think he gets addicted to rock. That has to be it.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, Stoney definitely, when he goes to jail, he's definitely going to join like a rock supremacist gang he has to like find some sort of allegiance to like make sure that he doesn't fucking get stabbed in his sleep. So
it's a cycle of hatred.
Yeah.
That we're building into.
Yeah, he fucked up when he was 6 years old. I mean, Stoney is not that old. He's going to jail.
This kid has got to fucking go.
I love, though, that when Wilma says no to the drugs and she leaves and everybody else there is like, well, we'll wait until tomorrow. And when Wilma comes back, we'll do drugs with Wilma. And she goes and tells her friends. And Fred is like, he's like, well, I know a lot of cool people that don't do drugs. My cousin's in a rock band in Holly Rock and he's in a Just Say No campaign. And it's like, Fred, that motherfucker's not cool. There's a big line between I do drugs every day and I'm in an anti-drug gang.
I mean, when you're 6 years old, though, anyone who's older than you is probably seems cool.
Yeah.
Even if they're in a no, Just Say No. Like, you don't know
that's
better.
True. Do you think his band's like a ska band? They're like Christian alt-rock.
I think Christian alt-rock ska. I think it's both.
Anti-drug campaigns in the Flintstones world. Why? Why does that need to be canon? Is this canon? Is this a fever dream? I don't know.
I mean, we got to see Michael Jack Stone's feet.
Mm-hmm.
We got really good close shot of his feet when he was doing the twisties.
Yeah, that's how this episode ends, is with somebody doing a Michael Jackson impression singing Beat It.
With drug lyrics.
But anti-drug lyrics, yeah.
Like, beat it and don't do the drugs.
Great.
Not...
Yeah, that's what you say to drug dealers when they try and give you drugs. You say, beat it, loser. And you kick him in the butt.
Yeah, this whole thing's about a Michael Jack Stone concert. And,
right, they're trying to get money to get tickets to go to the concert.
The other kids, not the cool kids, because they're going to win the Riddle Rally.
Right, which doesn't exist, question mark? Is that a real thing?
I mean...
It's a rally, but also there's riddles.
There was a episode of Wishbone that had the same premise, kind of, where you had to go around town and solve riddles, and when you got to the end, there was a prize.
Well, that's like a scavenger hunt.
It was like a scavenger... But this one's like... This is a scavenger hunt.
This is a scavenger hunt. You're right.
During a race, though.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe it's a caveman thing.
Yeah, just... It's a hashtag just caveman things.
From the Geico sitcom.
The caveman one?
Caveman. Cavemen.
Cavemen?
Cavemen.
Cavemen.
Why'd that go away? Where's the animated series for that?
Where is our animated caveman series?
Is it coming?
Series?
I don't know.
Why doesn't the Geico Gecko just have an animated series already?
Where he's like a super spy.
I was thinking this, like, he's just, it's like a Mr. Bean style comedy, but just with the gecko.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke is just that he's gecko size, so we can't do human things.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I love the part in this episode where Stoney is like offering drugs to Wilma, and he's like, what are you, like a baby? And I just wanted her to be like, yeah, yeah, I am. I'm four.
I think how every time you bring up their age, they're getting a little younger each time.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
They're eight, they're six, they're four.
Prenatal soon.
Just a zygote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they decide to do a pet cleaning service. The non-cool kids.
The gang.
The gang.
The main gang.
Not the drug gang. And Stoney hatches a plot, y'all. He hatches a plot to ruin their pet grooming services by changing the orders.
Nefarious.
Absolutely nefarious.
Nefarious.
You know what? And they fall for it.
It's kind of incredible when he runs out there and he's just like got like a cloud of puff around him. Mm-hmm. Like just like a cloud of weed smoke surrounding him. And somebody had to animate that.
A pig pen style.
Yeah.
You think
Pigpen's token for sure. Pigpen's fucking getting blasted and wasted, zooted every night.
Zooted.
Straight zooted, straight to the moon.
Straight zooted. Oh, Jesus.
But, so he tricks the gang. That's the thing about Stoney, is that he seems inventive. He seems like he can figure out. He's street smart. He knows the streets of Red
Bull. When he's not falling off cliffs or not knowing how to push doors open. Mm-hmm. Pretty smart guy.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, he is dumb most of the time, but he's smarter than our entire gang put together.
Well, it's because he keeps using that marijuana cigarette, that good old jazz cabbage.
Is it just because they're that fucking dumb that they're like, well, this person says that they want their dog to be trained like a cat.
We gotta feed this woolly mammoth monkey food. Totally makes sense.
Wild. Stupid.
Don't even check the names of the pets. Like, I imagine if they have marijuana laws, they have to have pet collars, right? Dino has a pet collar,
I don't think
I'm pretty
there's
sure.
Any consistency in the Flintstones kids universe, Christian. I'm sorry. So they go to the Riddle Rally.
It's their last chance.
Yeah, basically they gave up all their money because they had to pay all the people back for fucking up their dogs and feeding their cat Listerine or whatever. So they have to go win the Riddle Rally. That's a fucking Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers.
They have to go win the Riddle Rally. They have to go win the Riddle Rally.
Riddle Wowie.
I got a Riddle Wowie on my Riddle Rally.
That's some Edder Fout.
What?
That's some Elmer Fudd shit. You said when they started the Riddle Rally that it was going to end with a drug test, which would have been fucking incredible, and I'm sad that they didn't do that. Stoney wins, and then they have to test it for weed.
Because this lady was walking by, and I didn't know what she was doing.
Right.
And there was speaking over the speaker, and I was like, and now it is time for the drug test portion of the test. It's gotten so bad. This is right after Lance Armstrong admitted what he had to do, so, you know, they had to do the formality.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine? Like an aardvark. It's just like... Eyes clean. Oh, that kid's got the good stuff.
So when they start the rally, though, they're like running around basically looking for clues. And it's a race as well because it's a rally, whatever.
And also, this seems to be only kids. And the prize is tickets to the equivalent of Michael Jackson in the heyday of Michael Jackson. Where is this rally getting all the money? You know what? Drugs.
Well, Michael Jackson's coming through the town.
Well, yeah, but he's still selling tickets.
Well, he's singing about anti-drug prop stuff.
Does Flintstone have a drug problem?
I think this may have been an anti-drug rally.
Does Bedrock have a drug problem?
Well, considering that the cop is going after a kid with two joints in his pocket, maybe not, but maybe. That may be indicative.
Now, yeah, this, or is the police department just underfunded and they have to book everyone they can?
So they start at the rally. And Stoney's like looking at his clues and he's like really confused. He's like, oh, what? They wrote it in Japanese. And then somebody's like, it's upside down, you stupid fucking moron. Which, racist. That sucks.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you said to me. You just turned over and said, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not good. I didn't like it. So after, obviously the Flintstones kids win the Riddle Rally.
Yeah. Well, it was close though. It was close.
Yeah, it was close. At the end, the other team, everybody leaves to join the Flintstones kids. And it's like, that was an option all along. Like, you could have done, like, why didn't you just form one big team and you could all go to the concert?
Well, they were there, though. They were dancing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They all went to the concert. So why couldn't they just form one big team with everybody?
I think they'd realize how bad a friend Stoney was in the ends.
I'm just saying, if the option is there to have as many people as you want on a team and they can all go to the concert... Why wouldn't they join their forces?
I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I think they were intimidated.
Oh, I know I'm right.
I think Stoney intimidation tactics was part of this.
Yeah.
I think Stoney was...
They don't want to be called babies.
They don't want to be called babies. The spiky-haired kid doesn't want... And then there's that one kid, the yup kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. All he did the entire episode was like, yup.
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 Nope.
That was his We Are Groot moment. So yeah, all of the cool kids join the Flintstones kids gang and things are just changed forever because they obviously stick around, right? They're obviously in every episode after
members
this.
Members of the gang now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You got a yup, You got
pointy freckle hair.
Dottie.
Dottie.
Dottie and Wilma, best buds, running off together.
Forever.
You know Dottie, your favorite Flintstones character. I mean, that's the problem with prequels in general, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, where is Dexter Jetster in the Star Wars original trilogy? Obi-Wan's best friend that runs the diner? He's never going to see him again? Okay.
Where is Fido?
You find, like, you, like, look at, like, the original series, and you see, like, missing posters, pictures, like, for Fido all over the place. Like, their missing friend that they loved so dearly that they've lost now. And I'm trying to find the answer online, and I don't see anything. Apparently, he just disappeared.
Did you just Google, where is Fido Flintstones?
Yeah. The government doesn't want us to know. Nobody wants us to be asking these questions, including the listener. Nobody honestly cares about Fido because nobody's seen this show. This is not available anywhere. You're not going to find the shit on Netflix or Boomerang. We had to watch it on Dailymotion.
Shh, don't tell the government.
So have a good time looking for this one, guys. It's fine. If you really want to watch a bonkers anti-drug PSA, the Captain Planet episode, Mind Pollution, is better than this. The cartoon All Starts to the Rescue is better than this.
But, you know,
I'd say Gem is better than this, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But this is... I would definitely put Gem above this. I might put... It's an interesting change from the drug PSA formula. Because, again, like I said, this is kids applying the knowledge immediately, as opposed to learning the same lesson over and over again that drugs are bad.
Right. There's much lower stakes here. Nobody's like jumping off of a building because drugs told them to or anything like that. They're just sort of ruining their life as if drugs actually would.
If you're wondering, that is why the Gem episode's the best one.
Right. Oh, man. Christian, let's do something that we usually do on the show called The Licensed Animator Adventures.
Oh, shit.
If you could cartoonify one little bit of your life, would
Mia, what's that?
Oh, well, The Licensed Animated Adventures is a segment that we do on this show sometimes where we pitch a licensed cartoon based off a live-action property that never got one.
Oh, Mia, I wish you'd reminded me that we do this. I thought you canceled this segment.
You know what?
I thought it was like the animator.
I can cancel it right now. Well, you know, I've thought a lot lately about the Star Wars prequels, mm-hmm. and I don't think that they went prequel enough. I think that we need more baby-fied versions of these characters. So even before Anakin... I want baby Obi-Wan.
Oh.
Yeah. Obi-Wan in the Jedi Academy. And it's him. He's like 6 or 7 years old, showing great prowess for Jedi abilities. And he goes on adventures with his friend, Dexter Jetster.
So is this like Muppet Baby style where we're seeing Yoda, but only from like the neck down? And he's like...
Well, it'd be hard to do that because Yoda's kind of baby size anyway. So maybe Yoda can like stand on a chair and then you can see him from the waist down. I think that'd be good. Yeah, Mace Windu is kind of like in his 20s or 30s. He's like kind of like a stoner, like, you know, burnout kind of. Hasn't really figured his shit out
yet. Do we have like a proto version of General Grievous?
That would be good. Yeah, like that would have to be sort of the Smallville of it all, right? Is that Obi-Wan is like friends with all the people he's later going to become enemies with.
Mm-hmm.
So him and General Grievous like go to elementary school together and they're best buddies. And that's there's another bully.
That's the drug PSA episode. That's how General Grievous gets that gravelly voice, smoking doobies.
That's good. Yeah, but the thing about the Star Wars franchise is that a lot of those people seem like stoners. Like Obi-Wan, he's token.
He's casually token though.
Right.
He's just having a jazz cigarette with his buddies. He's not making a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Grievous is like, oh boy, I'm going to smoke a marijuana cigarette with my buddies.
Right.
Robots
aren't supposed to smoke.
Robots are not supposed to. It's bad for their circuits.
I mean, what else? Baby Batman.
Has that already happened yet?
I mean, that's Gotham. It's actually a comic. There is a little Gotham. I just think it'd be fun to see like baby Batman, baby Joker, baby Riddler, baby Catwoman all duking it out to say baby Gotham. It's like a tiny playground city.
Have they done like a baby? Wait, I'm just about to ask the dumbest question.
What?
Have they done a baby version of The Mask? Yeah, it's called The Mask 2.
Son of the Mask, yeah. Classic. Sorry, who was in that? Jamie Kennedy.
Yep.
That's bad.
It's really bad.
That sucks.
Yep. Even like, I liked The Mask as a kid. It was one of my VHSs I had.
Yeah, that one was good.
And even looking at The Mask, The Son of the Mask, I was like, oh, this is not good. This is not what I watched it on my VHS tapes. What else could we have baby versions of?
Baby Simpsons.
That seems easy. That seems like...
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's just Homer and Marge. No, I think it's like these babies, but also for some reason Bart, Lisa, and Maggie are all there.
That causes too many questions, Mia.
Time travel. Time travel. Or de-aging. Everybody in town, all the adults, were turned into kids.
But not the kids?
No. The kids were turned into adults.
Oh.
And now Bart and Lisa are taking care of Homer and Marge.
That sounds like it'd get depressing. Feels like there'd be like a family drama of like the children having to suddenly become adults.
Mm-hmm. That's a Disney Channel original movie right there.
Isn't that like, there's an episode of something like that where like the kids learn responsibilities of adulthood. That's a plot of something.
Gotta be.
Little Arrested Development.
I like that a lot.
Because we get so much about like, we get glimpses into their childhood.
Right.
What were they like as babies to each other?
Okay. I really like that. And then they're doing all of the things that they do as adults still. They're like embezzling money from the company. Job is like doing magic. I mean, the last season of Arrested Development, I don't know if you've seen it, delves into their childhood.
I have not.
It's not good.
I saw the Out of Order season.
Season 4.
I saw season 4. I never saw season 5.
Right.
Baby Firefly.
Baby Firefly.
They get a spaceship and they're going on space adventures.
Mm-hmm. And it's all the same characters,
mm-hmm.
like just out of continuity, like they had met differently.
If you can do that with Simpsons, why can't I do it with Firefly?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for coming on the show, Christian.
Well, thank you.
Fun.
Thank you for having me, Mia.
Where can people find you online?
Oh, you can find me at Christian K's Podtravaganza, where I post episodes of shows like The Games We Love, The Rugcast, and Max Landis Wrote a Bad Screenplay, which the first episode has a special guest of Mia Marchant.
Wow.
As a Ness. From Earthbound.
Am I like, oh, wee, TK Fire?
Nope.
Hey, I'm TK Fire in here.
You have like 3 lines, I think.
Okay.
And you never come back as that character.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that in my contract.
Yeah.
I was a writer.
It was like Robin Williams in Aladdin. I'm not allowed to mention you in the advertising,
mm-hmm.
but here we are. And you can find me on Twitter at ChristianTheK.
And I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia. You guys can check me out there. You know, I talk about my trans journey, I talk about movies, comedy, all kinds of stuff. Thanks for listening to Cynical Cartoons for another week. As always, I'm Mia Marchant, and I'm here if you need to talk.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.